Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 116 on May 30th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on BioCryst Pharmaceuticals, Aurora Cannabis, and Tech Resources. And we discuss three new trades on Vecto IQ Acquisition Corporation, JD.com, and Marvell Technology. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now this week, the stock market saw another strong week of gains. We had about a 3% gain in both stock indices, both major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 917 points, ending the week at 25,383 points. The S&P 500 index grew 88 points, closing at 3,044 points on Friday. Now, this is the point in the show where we normally discuss a topic of the week, and you know, I've just had a little bit of banter in my mind, so I don't have a true topic of the week, but I would love to have you guys email me and let me know your thoughts on where some opportunities might lie. We've seen, I think there's a coming hit that's going to last a little bit longer in commercial real estate as companies decide not to have their, full workforce go back into the office. So that will mean that you'll have reduced prices. You might have some buildings foreclosing and being returned back to the banks. I think that will ultimately affect home values because real estate is real estate. And oftentimes you have the same banks making the same loans to commercial builders as they do turn around and cycle that money through the residential side as well. I think there's some other industries as well that that could see a downturn tied to that. So anything tied to those, such as security, such as some of the retail businesses that require or that lean on larger downtown areas, that sort of thing. I think this could end up leading, of course, to continued lower gasoline demand, although I expect it to be higher than it was in the middle of the pandemic. I definitely am also expecting, you know, there are other industries that are going to be hurt by this pandemic, even as the economy goes. There are going to be some that I think might benefit, like utilities. Utilities often charge higher prices to homeowners than they do to the wholesale, you know, the commercial users. So as more people are staying home, you're going to see increased power demand from the home, possibly increased natural gas demand in the winter for gas uses like cooking and heating the home in the winter. So there are going to be opportunities out there. I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking, and maybe I'll share some of the thoughts on the show. But this is one of those ways where I think we could all benefit from just thinking through where the opportunities are. There are definitely opportunities. There have been opportunities in every downturn and every correction. And I would love to hear what you're thinking and the beauty of it. Some of you guys might say, okay, great. You expect commercial real estate to go down. Well, one of the beauties of all of these exchange traded funds, otherwise known as ETFs, is that there are ETFs for almost everything. You can buy ETFs on commercial real estate or on the real estate market in general. Certainly there are ETFs that are exposed to energy or specifically utilities. There are ETFs that will allow you to be long the indexes, short the index, double and triple short, like bond indexes, high yield. We incorporate. There are more ETFs out there, and you really don't have to get into the nitty gritty of trading a specific company. You can just trade your thoughts on the economy. The beauty of that is that sometimes you can say, well, I expect commercial real estate to go lower. And then some of the real estate investment trust or the one that you decide to sell ends up actually appreciating because some portion of their portfolio ends up appreciating and that was unknown to you. I'd rather be able to sell a basket so that I could get a more global, even regionally, get a more global result rather than have to pick and choose which company, which management team, which individual fund is going to give me the result that I'm expecting for the whole industry. So that's just a beautiful thing. You know, a few people have also asked me about some of the ETFs that I've traded in the past. And, you know, maybe I'll put together a just sort of an ETF list, but there are thousands and thousands. I mean, so I shouldn't say thousands and thousands. I know for sure there are hundreds of ETFs in this country alone. I'm looking at right now, I just pulled up a list of real estate ETFs that include, you know, a couple of REIT ETFs from Schwab, Vanguard, overall U.S. real estate sector. iShares, the company that has several ETFs, they have a couple of real estate ones. The S&P has some. I mean, there are more ETFs out there that allow you to either buy or sell an index. And some of these obviously have more volume than others. The higher volume ones will have options on them as well. So you definitely can apply some of the strategies that we discuss on this show. So anyway, that's it. I didn't have a specific topic. I've just been thinking out loud. I found that in trading, the value of your thoughts and your thought process is really where your edge is. So being able to think through challenges in the economy and finding those nuggets that other people might be thinking about but not executing or not even thinking about. They might be overlooking them. So that's it for that. Let's move on to the trade review from this past week. We're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at BioCryst Pharmaceuticals, symbol B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $5.45 per share. I looked at buying that stock and selling the June 6 call at 58 cents, hoping for a max return of 20.73% in 4 weeks. Well, shares of BioCryst fell 95 cents, ending the week at $4.50 per share. The June 6 call we sold lost 30 cents, which brings us to a net loss of 65 cents on the trade. Now, I would actually buy that option in to lock in that 30 cents of profit on the option and then turn around and sell the June 5 call at 43 cents. This allows you to roll the strike down closer to the current stock price and to capture some of the gains in doing so or capture more premium in hopes of really offsetting the loss that you've already received in the stock when you bought the stock. So this also puts you in a position to lock in a small profit on this trade if the stock moves up to $5 per share. So overall, our maximum amount of gain per share would be 28 cents if this stock ends up closing at $5 or slightly higher than $5 for this June 5 call to be exercised and for you to have to give your shares away once you get assigned on it. So that would actually put you closer if you had a net gain of 28 cents. That would put you closer to a 5% return on this investment. Still, 5% in 1 month isn't bad, but the 20% would have been a lot nicer. I agree. Now, our second trade last week was a credit spread on Aurora Cannabis, and this one did not go well. Symbol A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo. The stock last week was trading at $16.01. per share. We looked at selling the June 15-14 put spread at 45 cents, which could yield a maximum loss of 55 cents. And I will say this, you know, normally we're looking to sell spreads that trade more in the 30 to 35 cent range on $1 of risk. So I knew that this 45 cents was a little risky, but I still was hoping that this stock would end up going ahead and pushing higher. So Aurora Cannabis stock, it actually fell nearly $2 per share this week, closing the week at $14.08 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now in the money and has 92 cents of intrinsic value. So that equates to a loss of 47 cents per spread. Now, I would typically look to sell a call spread to turn this trade into an iron condor and possibly be able to, you know, bring in some more premium to offset that 47 cents. But the call spreads are not really selling for much value right now. So given that the spread is just about trading at value, meaning it's a $1 spread and we're almost trading there, and there's still 3 weeks left in this trade, I would actually leave the trade open and see how the stock trades in the coming days before deciding to exit or offset the risk of this position. I mean, ultimately, in 1 week, we got a large enough move to have this spread appreciate almost to full value. If you exit now, you're locking in a loss. If you hold on to it, at most, you lose another 8 cents per spread. So you're already, the spread's already 92 cents in the money. So let's see what happens, because if you look at this stock chart, it does look like this stock could have another little pop, another leg up, given where it is relative to the moving averages right now. And I do take a look at that. I think I've told you guys before that I do actually use some technical analysis to help give me an idea of where the stock might go, or even more importantly, where the market might be forecasting the stock to go, because it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy oftentimes. So that's it. I'm expecting this stock to go back higher, which could end up putting this trade back out of the money, which would mean that we would be able to keep the 45 cents premium that we collected when we sold this spread. But I'm in no hurry, because as of right now, I've already sustained the worst loss. And as long as I don't get assigned on that June 15 put, which is 92 cents in the money right now, then I'll leave the trade open. If I do get assigned on the put, which means that since we sold the put, I would end up having to buy stock, right? Because puts allow you to enter a short position. So since I sold it, that means I would be getting long this stock. But again, I think this stock could end up bouncing a little bit higher. So I'm just going to hold out and see what happens. Give it a few days, maybe give it a week, and then reassess after a little bit more information. More data is a good thing. So our final trade from last week was a debit spread on Tech Resources, symbol T as in Tango, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, K as in Kilo. The stock at the time was trading for $9.16 per share, and I looked at buying the June 8.5-9 call spread, paying 34 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 16 cents, or that equates to a 47% return on capital in 4 weeks. Well, shares of Tech Resources gained 33 cents per share this week. The in-the-money call spread we bought is even more in the money, which is great. So with stock at this level, I would expect the price to really start moving closer to its intrinsic value in the coming week, and that will lead us to a gain ultimately of 16 cents or that 47% return on capital. So that's a great trade too. Let's get into the new trades for this upcoming week. And I'm always really excited to share, and thank you guys so much for emailing and letting me know. I get thank yous all the time for some of the trade ideas that we discuss on this show, even from people who didn't take the trade outright, but they did end up looking and finding a similar trade in another name that they'd been watching. So that's part of what makes it so much fun to do this show every week. So really appreciate how you guys engage. And if you haven't reached out or said hi, feel free to email me anytime. So Let's see. We're going to start off with the covered call. And I'm looking at a company I haven't looked at before this week. It's Vecto IQ Acquisition, symbol V as in Victor, T as in Tango, I as in India, Q as in Quebec. The stock ended the week at $28.70 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the June 29 call at $3.30 per option, hoping for a return of 12.54%, 12.5% in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying VTIQ stock for $28.70 and selling the June 29 call at $3.30. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $29 per share and the break-even price is $25.40 per share. The stock purchase would, in real terms, require $2,870, and you would collect $330 for selling the option. Now, our next trade for this upcoming week is a credit spread. We are looking at a credit spread on JD.com, symbol J as in Juliet, D as in Delta. And this is a company we looked at back in April as well. And this week, it's just giving us another trade that might be worth taking a shot at. So, looking at the June 54-53 put spread, selling that at 36 cents, which of course can give us a maximum loss of 64 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the June 54 put at $2.40 and concurrently buying the June 53 put for $2.04. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $54 per share. The break-even price is $53.64 per share. And in real terms, you would receive $36 per spread that you sell and have $64 at risk. Then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at Marvell Technology, symbol M as in Mike, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week at $32.62 per share. I'm looking at buying the June 32-32.5 call spread for 34 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 16 cents or 47% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the June 32 call for $1.60 and then concurrently selling the June 32.5 call at $1.26. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $32.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $32.34 per share. Now, in real terms, you will pay $34 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $16 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. I do hope everyone is safe out there. I hope you've got your pencil and paper out and that you're taking notes and that you're also just sharpening and getting ready, you know, getting your capital ready. I think this market is going to offer us a little more craziness. We are teeing up. I mean, there's so much going on in the world. And I mean, beyond just some of the civil stuff in the U.S. right now, you've got an election year. I mean, that in and of itself can be a source of all sorts of economic volatility as the various politicians make moves that will benefit their political side even more than their views or desires to stimulate an economy. So you've got that. You have this virus that, you know, has forced many economies to shut down in an attempt to protect their citizens. And, you know, as economies start to reopen, not only in the U.S., but around the world, what does that mean for, you know, all sorts of things? Like, what does it mean for currencies and the foreign exchange market? I also trade cryptocurrencies. So you start to look at how these global themes take place. And I'm just saying there are opportunities out there. So definitely be diligent in your work, be vigilant about doing the work, and truly using this as both an opportunity to invest, but also an opportunity to learn. One thing that I've learned in these, in being in finance all these years, 20 plus years, is that these sorts of opportunities are, they happen over and over again. They may be different than the last time, but when the constants are there, you know, the variables, the volatility, the questions that you have to ask about economics and about the future of different industries. So that's part of why I love this game. I love trading and investing and just really trying to find ways to take smart, educated risks. So that's it. Sorry I'm so chatty tonight in recording this, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share it with a friend. I hope you have a great weekend. Be safe. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.